Good evening. If you want to turn in your Bibles, I'm going to be in Matthew 15. I'll be in that section there. We'll be starting around in verse 15, but also moving around. So I got to thinking a week ago, trying to prepare for this lesson. And it kind of came to me, how many people do I pass in my everyday life? And so this brought up the idea, well, I need a statistic. And of course, I can't find one online because everyone is different. You know, where we live, what you do as your job. So there's a lot of variables. So I made it personal. This is my statistic. These numbers are rough estimate because I can't count every single person I pass. So I'll give you the best I can. So on Tuesday, December 3rd, I passed about 25 people. And I had 10 conversations. And as I was doing this statistic, I came up with three categories that I wanted to, the people I passed, the conversations, and the conversations you have with Jesus in them. Are my three categories. So those are the three I took track of. And on Tuesday, I only had two conversations with Jesus. And that blew me away. I'm like, wow. You should have more. I should have had 10. Because that's how many people I had conversations with. And so I was like, well, I can't skew this in any way. I just have to go about it. And if it comes up, then I count it. So I continued. Wednesday, I had 45 people pass me. And I mean, like, you go into a store, and who's ever in the store, rough estimate. And I ended up actually talking to 30 people. Well, because it was a Wednesday night, and I preached. But then I also taught class, so there's my 11. So I went to Thursday. I had 200 people that I passed, and 7 conversations, and 3 of those were with Jesus mentioned. That 200 was because I went to Costco. Can't count as many, but still, it started to hit me and dawn on me. This is quite a bit of people to talk to. There's a lot of conversations that can happen here. Well, then Friday came, and Kelsey and I went to Benicia to their tree lighting. So there's about 1,000 people, maybe a little less. But I had 20 conversations, and 3 of those were what Jesus mentioned. 1,000 people, and only 3 conversations with what Jesus mentioned. It was not looking good. And so Saturday came along. I had about 150 people pass by me, 20 conversations, and 10 of those was what Jesus mentioned. I don't know if it's because I was feeling down, but it was also a Devo night. So, still pretty low in my standards. Of course, I was I'm beating myself up because of these stats. I should be out there more. And so, I started looking at what started this whole thought, and this is not original with me. What prompted this was a friend back in Bear Valley, he posted online Matthew 15, verse 18, as the key point to it. And it says, "But the things that process out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man." And it's just, how many times do we talk to someone that does not mention Jesus? We don't mention Jesus to them from what we say. But the things that we say that come from our hearts sometimes defiles us. So that's what kind of really prompted this. So I started to look at the whole section as a whole. And when you look at the what's saying in chapter 15, we have the Pharisees and the scribes come to Jesus, And they're pretty much telling him, your disciples are disobeying the law. They're breaking your commandments. And he says, no, in fact, your traditions is what's breaking the commandments. And so he gives them a parable. And we see the parable happening, in verse, I believe it's 4 or 5. I'll start in 3. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandments of God because of your traditions? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whatever says to his father and mother, whatever profits you might have received from me, a gift to God. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandments of God are no effect by your transgressions. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophet about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. So their traditions was causing people to be led astray. And what really gets me and really tears my heart is this: the next verse, verse 10, it says, when he had called the multitudes to him, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles the man, but what comes out of the man, out of the mouth defiles the man. So, of course, this is that verse 18 that he repeats in a different way in verse 18, but it's the same understanding. But then he goes in to say, then his disciples came to, and said to him, do you not know that the Pharisees were offended when they had heard this? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. And let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall in a ditch. That's that really bothers me. Because if someone that is leading a leadership position and they're taking people and they know that they're leading people astray just because of their traditions and their examples, my heart is saddened for those who are following because they don't know. They're taking that person's word for it. And so, as Christians, we have to do the best as we can. Even though my stats aren't looking good, they can definitely be worked on. When we are talking to someone, we can hopefully and possibly take them out of that blindness and show them the light, the true light of God's word. And even if it's just the conversation about it every day, our examples and our way of communicating would change. So I hope that is a motivator, as it is for me to, for one, try to keep track and tally up your own self, because as like I mentioned, everyone's different in their everyday life. But open your eyes to say, oh, I really have to work on this. I really have to, with every conversation, do the best I can to mention Jesus. And to be in that example for that person. So I'll leave you with that challenge and that focus and mindset on this. But I also want to make a promise for you guys. Well, I want you guys to keep me accountable is what I want to say. If I have a conversation with you and I do not mention Jesus at the end of the conversation, tell me. And I'll try to do the same if you want. But I want our conversations from now on, no matter what it is that we're doing or where we're leaving, if we're leaving here a Sunday morning, I want to share something that I love about Jesus to you. And I know that would push me, because I'm going to have to come up with something. Right? So that's my push, my motivation, and my challenge for you guys tonight.